Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the new tax package, which concentrates more on indirect taxation, will over time result in more Jamaicans participating in the formal economy. The minister was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. We now bring you excerpts of the discussion.
One of the major things which have been discussed out of the budget debate is the move by the administration away from direct taxation to indirect taxation, a move which the IMF has praised as bold and essential. What are the advantages of this? The benefits of moving away from taxing income to taxing consumption?
Well, I think first of all, you have to examine the circumstances of our economy, because ultimately, different forms of taxation systems are, their levels of efficiency are based on how the economy works. Now, in Jamaica's case, it's anybody's guess as to the level of the informality in our economy. Some estimate it at 30%. The most popular estimate that I'm aware of is that approximately 40% of Jamaica's economy is categorized as being informal. Now, in those circumstances, part of that informality is due to a deliberate attempt by many income earners to avoid the formal system of paying income taxes. And that's why they prefer to stay below the radar. They prefer to stay in an informal situation. And so in these circumstances, moving away from direct taxation, such as the PAYE, and moving towards more indirect taxation methodologies and approaches, ironically, will, over time, tend to get the economy more formal, because people will feel less threatened that a large chunk of their money, 25% average, is going to be taken out of their income. And quite frankly, I think people will rather feel that, you know something, I'd rather pay a little extra for gasoline because I might have my own conservation methods and therefore have more control over how I expend my disposable income. And the same thing has to do, for instance, I impose travel taxes. Some people might travel very often, others only travel, you know, maybe once in a few years. That sort of thing, and then at the same time, the visiting tourists have an opportunity to make a contribution. That's another example of an indirect tax system. So I think that in our context, and the IMF in fact has appropriately recognized that they believe that this decision to move towards indirect taxation will in fact lead over time to enhancing the propensity for people to become more formal. And of course, we have to push that by policy. We have to say to them, listen now, get formal.
Because there are benefits.
There are benefits. Register as a business.
Yes.
Right? Make sure that you have your tax registration number, and there are benefits to be gained.
Yes.
Make sure that you're taking the time to make a contribution to your housing trust, where there are benefits, as now enhanced benefits, as announced by the Prime Minister on Tuesday. So make your housing trust contributions, make your NIS contributions, because that is part of your social security for the future. And that's part of being formal, and so there are benefits along the way, and I think that that if we calibrate it properly, if we put our information systems out properly, and say to people, part of becoming formal as well, set up a business, write a business plan, and approach a lending institution that can lend you money at 7%, single digit, 7-8% interest rate. If I have my way about it, by the middle of my term, I'd like to see people borrowing money at 5% to do business.
Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.